Back now to that decision by the Onboard Planola in respect of the Trump development and the application for coastal protection works near their Doon Bay Golf Resort. Earlier on, we heard from Liam Ryan of the Duckmore Coastal Protection Group. This is part of what he had to say.
This is extremely serious for 300 jobs in the area, plus all the people and all their families and the local businesses in the area. We have walked that beach since Christmas and we have seen a massive amount of damage done with the various storms. It is obvious to anybody that this decision and that this repair work has to be done.
Liam Ryan there speaking on this programme this morning. Many more, the majority of those getting in touch with us agreeing with that. Gavin, not alone will the direct employees be affected, says Moira, but all goods and services sourced locally. It's a massive blow to those providers. And then Sean is in North Clare. Trump International and its development once again shows Onboard Planola are a dictatorship, he says. They stopped sons and daughters from building on their own lands over the years, and now we see what they do. It's objectors and environmentalists who are running the country. I wonder if that includes our next guest, Tony Lowe, Director of Friends of the Irish Environment. Good morning.
Good morning. I certainly don't feel like I'm running the country, Gavin.
Well, it feels in the eyes of some that those on your side of the argument have been running the roost with regards to this particular decision. Can I just ask you, and this isn't meant as an overly simplistic question, why did Friends of the Irish Environment object to this development?
We objected since the development was first proposed in 1996. Because it was a unique dune system along the coast, and we felt that it should be kept as a dune system. But we failed. We went all the way to the High Court. We were 5 days in the High Court. And we got more protection for various elements, but we didn't stop the proposal.
Okay, but no. And I understand, okay, so you've been doing it for that long, but why? I mean, what's so special about these dunes that they deserve this effort, this attention?
What's so special about any dunes, Gavin? You know, if you are up there in the hollows of those dunes on a fine summer's afternoon with the clouds over your head, the sand around you, I don't think you'd have to ask twice. I think people who are going out around the country now, today, on this fine day, taking in nature and casting it against the world that we seem to have built around us, I think you'd know there is a value.
Okay, but if you turn around in that same view that you've just put in my mind's eye, you potentially now have two choices. You can either have a vibrant, expanding business employing hundreds of people in the locality, or in the fears of others, you'll have a business that may well decide, because of all of this, to up sticks and to pull out of the area, giving another devastating economic blow.
Yeah, I think it's a truism along certainly the West Coast that the environment is the enemy of jobs. And I think in the short term, that is the way it plays out. But that's not in the long term. I think one thing that Doon Bay shows, if we can step back a little bit, is that the public has come to distrust experts. Trump shows this. Johnson shows this. Trump doesn't believe in them. I heard Simon Coveney on the radio last week saying, oh, there are no experts about this virus. We're afraid of experts. We've grown into a society that says, I know best because I am here and I am on the ground and I can see what is happening. And it's not right. We need experts like we've never needed them before. And the
okay, but going back to this project, surely it is right for locals to be worried about an economic impact. I mean, as one person has put it to me in relation to this project, having an employer in an area supporting 300 jobs is the difference between allowing grandparents, either grandchildren, because their children haven't had to go to Dublin or to Dubai. It is the difference between having a vibrant village with, I think it's 5 pubs that are in Doon Bay, busy during the summer, or potentially a bleak alternative.
I don't think you have to talk to someone like me about the bleak alternatives. I have many children and grandchildren across Ireland who are, like everybody else, faced with economic calamities at the moment. I think, you know, I think we have to follow the experts and plot the way the world goes forward with sense. And with a respect for those who understand science and the processes.
And I am respecting you this morning, and I am respecting your point of view, but do those same experts not have to work with the reality that there is a golf resort there, that there is a major employer there, that there is a clubhouse that's only a few yards away from a dune system that's encroaching on it, that clubhouse and that resort needs protection to preserve the economic asset.
Every development that has potential adverse impacts on the environment, every time this comes up, we have the same arguments. People can't seem to understand that if we destroy the environment, we will have nothing. We will have no resources. We will be unable to make a sustainable world.
But this is one dune system on a small... Go on.
Yeah, one dune system on a small coastline is absolutely important, in the same way that recycling your own waste, making these tiny changes in your life, they're absolutely important. There is no other choice.
On board Panola agree with you. Obviously, the resort don't, and there is a possibility that they will seek a judicial review. I take it, given the history, that in that event, you would continue to fight your corner.
Well, I think, you know, we should be clear about the judicial review process, because I know that, you know, everybody assumes that as soon as we get a decision we don't like, we rush off to the High Court, or as soon as a developer gets a decision he doesn't, you know, he goes to the High Court. Well, the thing about the High Court is that you can't actually take a board decision to it on its merits. You can only take it to it because the board fails in its procedures. And I've just been reading a 178-page inspector's report that goes into complete detail about every argument, including the ones that you and the residents of Doom Bank have brought forward. And it's worth looking at them. It's worth reading why they decided to make this decision. And I think it's worth actually supporting the planning system that we have and the decision that's come through here, as hard as it is on everybody.
You'll appreciate a lot of people will strongly disagree with that sentiment as they listen to you and Claire this morning.
I certainly do. I have no doubt about where my popularity stands.
That's fair. I'm just going to put a final point to you, and I'm thinking of another project as well, which is in Clonlara in southeast Clare, where there are plans for flood protection works, and another environmentalist, not Tony Lowes, not Friends of the Irish Environment, objected to that, held it up, and then homes were under threat of flooding for several weeks, and the lives of local residents were made intolerable. This situation, as well as this one, has given rise to the views that have been articulated and spoken by many people that, quite frankly, environmentalists have too much power. What do you say to that?
Well, I wish I did, to be honest. From my perspective here, we're voices in the wilderness. This would be particularly true according to flooding. This is another example of where Ireland has gone along without the necessary professional advice.
But what angers people, Tony, with respect, is that people who have no direct connection with an area, be it Dunbeg or Springfield, Clonlara or wherever, come along, make their voices heard, as you're entitled to do so, but then often that objection gives rise to a situation whereby effectively there's an economic asset that's under threat, or that their home's under threat of flooding. In other words, outsiders stick their nose in and make life worse for locals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not aware of the particular case, but as a rule of thumb, what has happened is that the local authority is under pressure from people whose homes are being flooded again and again, have come up with hard solutions where you protect this community, this section, that part. That some of these are like in Carrick on Shannon, are places that we actually objected to because they were on a floodplain. And now you're turning around, and what you're seeing is that certain selectivity has got to take place. And the higher the floods get, and they will, and the more intense the rainfall gets, and it will, the more flooding we will have. And you cannot deal with it by building walls.
Okay, but on Dunbeg,
this is not the way to go.
Okay, should you not have kept your nose out when it didn't concern you as a non-local resident?
Well, I suppose we set ourselves up because we felt that the environment, and particularly European environmental law, wasn't understood in Ireland. And I would say that in that sense, we have probably regressed. I think people understand less what is behind environmental law and see it more as the environment as the enemy of jobs. And that's our biggest failure.
I need to leave it there. Tony Lowes, I do appreciate you taking our call. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gavin.
All the very best. Tony Lowes is with Friends of the Irish Environment. He's the director.